Kendall are all in the running, but Alistair Campbell, who served as the party's Director of Communications and Strategy during the Blair era, says those eligible to vote must choose anyone but the left-wing candidate Jeremy Corbyn. Tony Clark is former Labour MP for Northampton South. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Helen.
Do you agree with Alistair Campbell?
No, not at all. I think Alistair is a growing number of people within the Labour Party hierarchy who are scared stiff of Jeremy Corbyn winning this vote because most of the people that have signed up to the Labour Party in the last few months are people who want to see the Labour Party change direction. And I think irrespective of what happens, irrespective if Jeremy wins or doesn't win, I think the story is much bigger than Jeremy Corbyn, and I believe we could be witnessing a massive turnaround in our political institutions and see the end of the Labour Party as we know it.
But some people might argue that your biggest victory in 97, your landslide as they called it, was when you were on the centre ground.
My biggest victory, I guess, was going through Parliament and in the end being expelled, but still keeping my principles and still being the same person I was when I entered Parliament. And I think there's a number of us of the left who don't believe that there's no alternative to austerity, don't believe that we can do without the welfare state, still believe that public services should mean public services, who want an alternative. And the Labour Party isn't giving us that. They are as neoliberal, they are as right-wing and reactive as the Conservative Party that beat them. And so I think there's a lot of people in this country who are looking for an alternative. Some of them are like me in the Green Party. Others have signed up, you know, in masses in the last few weeks to the Labour Party in the hope that they can get Jeremy Corbyn as leader. But I think what Alistair Campbell misses, and I think even what some of those that are hoping for Corbyn to win miss, is that whatever happens the day after, it's going to be chaos. If Jeremy Corbyn wins, there's already Labour MPs who are saying they're going to work to deselect him to get enough signatures to have him removed as leader. If he doesn't win, then all those that have joined will unjoin and leave. And I think that there needs to be a realignment of the left in this country for, you know, millions. We're not a minority. Millions of people in this country who think differently to those of the right. And I think, you know, the clever commentators will soon get fed up of talking about who's going to win and start talking about what's going to happen to the Labour Party post this result.
So are they almost damned if they do and damned if they don't?
Oh, completely. Completely. I mean, you know, you only have to think just a few seconds, think it through. Openly, publicly, Labour MPs have said they won't serve in his cabinet, said that they will get enough signatures to have him removed as leader. Donors have said they won't give money to the Labour Party again if he's leader. That shows how far to the right the current Labour Party has gone. So if he wins, they're damned. If he doesn't win, as I say, then you've got more than half of the party now, because membership was about 200,000 before this contest started. It's now supposedly 450,000 with the trade union and with the £3 supporter memberships. They will say, well, what's happened here? This has been fixed. We've joined up to vote for Corbyn because that's the sort of Labour Party we want, and we haven't got it. And I think it's inevitable there'll be a split. I think what we need to be doing is saying what will be the outcome of that split. Will the likes of Jeremy Corbyn and those on the left form their own party? Will some of them come across to the Greens? That's unknown as yet, but I'm glad he stood for the leadership, because I think he's met a need in this country for there to be a popular left movement which can take on the establishment and take on the Liberal Party, the Labour Party and the Tory Party, who give us no alternative.
Well, we've seen something like this before, haven't we, with the formation of the Liberal Democrats?
Well, of course, you know, the Labour Party split at that time, and the SDP was formed and the Liberal Democrats were formed from those on the right of the party who were unhappy with the direction of the party back in the 80s. So, yes, that was the first realignment. Of course, the Conservative Party, being conservative, not necessarily escaped all the splits, because UKIP itself, I guess, is a split from what would have been the traditional Tory party. What we're witnessing is a complete shift, a complete breakdown of the party systems that myself and my parents and my grandparents knew, into a more pluralist system where you've got more parties, you've got more ideas, more beliefs. And I think what's missing at the moment is that if you look across Europe, you've got Podemos in Spain, you've got Syriza in Greece, you've got these mass left movements who are finding organisations, they're finding collectives, alliances for which they can get behind. And in the UK at the moment, we don't have that. And I think this Corbyn leadership contest has enabled some of that to come to the fore. Unfortunately, I fear for, and a lot of good friends who have signed up actually, I fear for the outcome, because what it's not going to be is a Corbyn win and a honeymoon and them getting everything that they deserve in terms of an alternative. It's going to be messy.
Do you think that the wave of support that he seems to have is simply because he represents something different? When you look at him, I mean, when I've looked at the televised hustings, you've got three what you could call modern politicians and Jeremy Corbyn.
Yeah, you've got it in one. I mean, that's why I'm in the Green Party, because we're in a period of our political history where you've got these career politicians who say little, say nothing. There's a complete breakdown of trust between the electorate and between Parliament and between our politicians. And Jeremy is doing what a lot of us want to do and say, well, look, let's be honest, let's tell the truth, let's be straightforward. This isn't about us, it's about the people we should be electing, the people we should be representing. This isn't about me, it's about us. This is about community. This, and he's saying things that some people say are unpopular, but for many they're very popular, such as, why are we spending £140 billion on Trident when we can't afford to run the NHS? Mm. All of those sorts of questions that the main politicians and the main parties are not answering. So, I'm not surprised, but I just think in the moment in this country we've not quite worked out who's going to be that party, who's going to be that coalition, who's going to be that collective of the left that comes together, and who they're going to come together under.
Might this happen then over on the right-hand side as well? Might this happen? Might we see the Conservatives start having a few problems?
Well, I mean, obviously with the question of Europe coming up, it's highly likely that it's going to get pretty nasty within the Tory party if it can't get more nasty than it is. I mean, obviously UKIP has already provided that split to a degree. But I also believe that, there will be further unrest there. But, I just think we've got to grow up as a country and grow up in terms of our political system and accept that the days of a two-party, maybe three-party system state have gone. And that means that if you're going to have more choice, if you're going to have more parties, then you've got to have people being given the freedom to think and to act and to vote as they wish, rather than how somebody in a central office somewhere tells them, because that's what it's all about. This is all about... you're not, when you're a member of a party nowadays, particularly Labour, Conservative and the Liberal Democrats, you're told what you believe, you're told what to support, you don't participate. And for me, the reason I joined the Green Party is it's a bottom-up party. It's a party that allows its members to form policy, to decide, and then we go out and we try to make sure that policy is represented to the wider electorate. And I'm quite excited. I'm excited that our political system is changing. I like Jeremy. He's a great guy. He really is. I'd love to see him, if it all goes wrong, come across to the Green Party. But I think that the issue isn't the leadership contest in the Labour Party. The issue here is realignment of the left. What's happening to our political system? And is this the end of the Labour Party as many of us have known it?
What do you think the political landscape will look like in 2020 when we have our next election?
2020 might be a bit too soon. I think the electorate in 2020 may still be a little bit confused and not quite know what to do. I mean, I found on the doorstep this time in 2015, people were saying, Tony, we like you, we agree with you, we like what the Green Party is saying, but we've got to vote Labour to keep the Tories out. And so I think that people are still making their choices, not based on their beliefs, but on what they think may be the best or worst best alternative. How can I stop the others? And by 2020, some of those new parties and some of those new formations may still be in their infancy, and that might make it to be a very confused election. I mean, certainly the SNP have shown that it can happen in Scotland, and I think there'll be massive regional variations in 2020.
Well, we've almost seen it start happening in Scotland, haven't we?
Well, it's happened in Scotland, you know, without a shadow of a doubt. The SNP is happening in Scotland. It's happening to some degree in Wales. It's happening to some degree in the southwest of the country, where the old Liberal fiefdoms have broken down, and you're now starting to see some green revolution there, and you're also starting to see some of the smaller independent parties. And of course, it's happening with the number of independent councillors that again are elected, the number of councillors from residents' associations, from community groups that are getting elected. So, you know, this is something that's been happening. It's been on a slow simmer. It's now come up to the boil. And I've never been more excited for a long, long time about saying that we can actually change politics for good and we can make it meaningful again. Because politics doesn't work unless people participate in it. And at the moment, our general elections are like, you know, X Factor. I'm a celebrity, get me out of here, where people only take them seriously in the week before the election and vote how they're told to vote. And I think on top of that, we have a local government system that's never been weaker. We've got councillors who are elected for the wrong reasons, who are in it for themselves and not necessarily. We haven't got the quality of councillor that we had perhaps 20 years ago. And so I think the electorate can gain from it. And so, you know, what started with a bit of a difference and a row within the Labour Party could end up with something exciting, but
we'll have to wait and see.
Just hope good people don't get hurt in the process.
Tony, thank you. Tony Clark, who was a Labour MP for Northampton South, now Green Party candidate. You've still got time to have your say if you'd like to. 01604 23 44 55.